Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I am amazed at the story. A Florida man is accused of spitting on a Walmart employee during a squabble. Now, he maintains that he was sneezing. Flagler County. Channing Cooks. You can't have two last names. And one of the last names be your first name. That's not right. Florida man was arrested. He spit on this employee, deputy said. Channing Cooks, 37, of Palm Coast, was taken to Flagler County Jail on a battery charge. Because if you spit on someone, this battery. The battery complaint, it happened with a Walmart employee. She said she was involved in an altercation with the customer and he spit in her face. It was caught on the store's surveillance cameras. Then because he tried to return merchandise without a receipt, and he maintains that it was a misunderstanding and that he had unintentionally sneezed on her and he was trying to exchange baby formula. And she said he spat in her face repeatedly while yelling, "I have a cold." I'm going to say that I believe probably the Walmart employee.
There's video.
Because there is video. And I don't, the wordage, well, it's, you can imagine. So he's in the pokey on battery charge. That's Kane. He was like trying to get her sick with a cold. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
A Florida man known as El Gato was arrested for stabbing and striking a man with a golf club, officials say. Oh, my gosh. This was in Tampa. He beat the victim with a club, stabbed him in the neck. Julio Hernandez approached the victim, began hitting him with the club. This guy's 54 years old. And he stabbed the guy in the head, stole his wallet and gold chain. And according to NBC affiliate there, the victim was found bleeding, taken to a hospital for treatment. Officials found the metal golf club broken into three pieces at the scene. That's pretty crazy. So he was arrested. He's known as El Gato. And so he's charged with attempted second degree murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery with a firearm or deadly weapon, no bond issued. Yeah, that sounds like a little over the top. A Florida man was arrested for throwing a beer bottle at a fan at a Rays game. Fans get really wound up at stuff. This guy, St. Petersburg, Florida, Eric Pfeiffer, 29, was in an argument with another person at Tropicana Field. The Rays were taking on their in-division rival, the Yankees, and then there was an argument, an escalation. Pfeiffer threw a beer bottle into the stands. It hit a third separate bystander, cut his head, and he was not even in the argument, so he was released on a $5,000 bond. Whew. Hillsdale College is one of those, Hillsdale, where you don't see any protests happening at their commencement ceremonies because all their students are educated. And they've been doing such a great job at making sure that everybody is aware, like everybody, they reach out to everybody on behalf of liberty and, really defense of our constitutional principles. It's a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they were founded in 1844 and to pursue truth and defend liberty with education. And that's what they've been doing. They have free resources that you can take advantage of, not just at their campus in southern Michigan, but really in, no matter where you are. Like, for instance, they are a Free Speech Digest and Primus that they send out every month, and they discuss so many, they do deep dives on so many issues with leading conservative thinkers. For instance, they've been talking about of all things, medicine, right? The American Medical Association, which you would think would be like the last institution to fall to DEI shenanigans. But nope, because now they're saying that, medicine as an industry is just rampant with white supremacy. So as a result, to defeat white supremacy, we have to lower standards on all medical school entrance tests. Now, that doesn't make any sense, but that's literally what they're doing. And it's not just happening with medicine, but it's also happening with law and other fields. Yeah, do you feel confident with that, like the next time you undergo surgery? I mean, think about it. That's where we're at. It's terrifying. And this is what Hillsdale is exploring. There's no cost or obligation to get in Primus or any of the stuff that they produce for free. They produce and mail in Primus as part of their educational mission on behalf of liberty. Sign up for your free subscription today at Dana4FORHillsdale.com.
Plan that states those jobs that we are in high demand, we could expedite. How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers, and at the same time, we need lifeguards? And the only obstacle is that we won't give them the right to work to become a lifeguard.
Did he just say what I think he said? I'm halfway offended. So that is Mayor Eric Adams, who suggests that illegal immigrants could fill the lifeguard shortage in New York City because, he says, they're excellent swimmers.
What? How would he know?
You realize, first off, that parts of the Rio that are the most crossed are shallow enough to just walk across, number one. Number two, why doesn't he just call them the slur that's in his head? You know, someone's back is damp.
Yeah.
That's what he's basically calling them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And they have a lifeguard shortage. Where the hell are they swimming in Manhattan? Where are they swimming? You know, not East River. That's not, unless you want, like, you know, to run into some dead bodies or, you know, pollution. I don't know.
I'd want them to concentrate on guarding life, you know, on land first. Like, give that a shot. Try that out.
I just cannot believe that he's like, yeah, the lifeguard shortages, because they're great swimmers, you know, the illegals that are coming over. They're great swimmers, clearly. I mean, they got across the Rio, so, you know.
Imagine if Donald Trump said this at a rally or somewhere. If Donald Trump said that these illegals coming over are excellent swimmers, let's give them lifeguard jobs. What would be, at that moment, the media response to that?
That's like saying, I mean, Eric Adams is basically like, let's put them in charge of making tequila, you know, because they're Mexicans. So they must love that tequila, right? Am I right, New Yorkers?
You can make Mexican Coke right here in New York.
Oh my gosh. I saw the headline and I was like, no way he said that. No, he said it. We just played it. Yeah, he did. Yeah, they can be. I just cannot get. Holy cow. Guys, seriously?
It's D different.
It's D different. The swimming. I mean, good night. You can just like walk across it. Wait, but it was. Didn't people get in trouble? Didn't they say that the Border Patrol that was on horses and they had horse reins?
Yeah.
And they were accused of having whips, and they tried to ruin their lives and their careers by saying they were racist and whipping people. That this is real, what he said.
Yes.
Holy cow. Do Democrats know what racism is? Do they know when they're being racist? Do they? Yeah, they can come right across the border. I mean, they can just be lifeguards because clearly those illegals are great swimmers. You know, what did you see them just swim right across the Rio? It's amazing.
I mean, with Kathy Hochul just last week saying black kids and don't know what computers are.
Yeah, they're doing a bang up job in New York. The governor thinks that black kids don't know what computers are.
Right.
And the mayor of Manhattan thinks that they should just get all the illegals to be lifeguards, you know, because of the swimming.
If it wasn't real, I don't know if I'd be laughing this hard.
I don't even know what to say. Oh my gosh, this is so bad. Can I hear it one more time? This is so bad.
Oh yeah.
Who says this stuff?
Mayor Adams.
Plan that states those jobs that we are in high demand
jobs,
we could expedite. How do we have a large body of people that are in our city and country that are excellent swimmers, and at the same time, we need lifeguards? And the only obstacle is that we won't give them the right to work to become.
Oh, my gosh. The only obstacle is we're not hiring them to be our lifeguards, you know. So, and then you have Nadler, who's like, yeah, we need people to come out here and pick our fruit and vegetables. Oh, my gosh. These people. That's an ad. That and Kathy Hochul, those are ads. Where are the Republicans? Where's and Nadler saying what he said and Pelosi saying what she said? Where, you know what? That should be an ad, Republicans. This one's for free. That's an ad. You want to know what Democrats think of minority families in America. Here it is. These are ads. And the other part of this that really strikes me, I mean, after the racism part, is he thinks that someone's being mean to illegal immigrants by not hiring them as lifeguards. And that's an obstacle because they're not getting hired because people are too stupid to see their value as swimmers. Can you believe it? These people aren't just grabbing them out of the Rio, plucking them right out of the Rio and putting them in pools all around Manhattan. Is that not something?
Si se puede.
Yeah. Bogota. Mm-hmm.
Despacito.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Despacito. Just send Biden out there to... I can't, you guys. That's the Democrat Party right there. That's an ad. And then, you know, you have this, audio soundbite 4. I don't know what... What was this? Again, this goes right along with it. This is Biden talking about diversity. Listen.
There is no singular Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander identity and diversity in those cultures, the breadth of achievement, and shape the strength and fabric of this country.
What?
What?
I think he had a teleprompter.
Did he?
Hiccup there.
Did he, though? He said there's no... I'm going to try to read the transcript, make this make sense.
All right.
There is no singular Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander identity and diversity and those cultures, the breadth of achievement.
Maybe if you read it slower.
There is no singular Asian American,
yeah.
Native Hawaiian,
mm-hmm.
Pacific Islander
right.
identity
hmm.
and diversity
right.
and those cultures,
yeah.
the breadth of achievement.
I got lost right about there.
Yeah, like I got lost like almost part. Immediately.
Yeah.
That didn't help, did it?
No, going slower definitely did not help.
Yeah, it didn't really help. And then you have this from Bernie Sanders, audio soundbite 8, because apparently there's so much racism in medicine that white doctors are just killing minorities. Listen.
That when Black, Latino, and Native American patients have access to Black, Latino, and Native American doctors, their health outcomes substantially improve. They're more likely to receive preventative services. They're more satisfied with their care, and they're more likely to live longer.
Doesn't that violate a law to not provide people with good care? And also, the Hippocratic Oath and all. So Bernie Sanders is saying Black doctors should only be treating Black people. Black people should only see Black doctors. Hispanic people should only see Hispanic doctors, right? Asian people should only see Asian doctors. And white people should only see white doctors. Is that what I'm to understand out of this?
But I want to see an Indian doctor.
No, you don't get to because you're Hispanic.
Hmm.
Half Hispanic. So part of the time you can see a Hispanic doctor and then you can see a white doctor.
So it sounds like segregation.
Like, well, it's because apparently white people are killing all the minorities and health care.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
I didn't hear about that. But
you know, when they're not getting plucked out of the Rio to go on lifeguard in New York, they're getting killed by white doctors. I don't know, maybe the anatomy is different. Maybe there's something like, you know.
Like webbed toes or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Do you have a forked tongue? Partially, I don't know. Like, that's what they make it sound like. They make it sound like, no, there's different anatomy for the minority patients. That's what they make it sound like when they sit here and go, well, they should be treated only by a doctor of their specific race or ethnicity. E pluribus unum. Our country came together to reject all this stuff. You see how stupid all the DEI stuff is? It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I cannot believe we have this many sound bites on this. Wow.
They're going to try and make this a thing too, I think.
What?
Going into the election.
The medicine stuff?
Oh, yeah. Trump, they've already talked about some of the stuff that Trump says. There are some things we can consider when cutting the behemoth that is Medicare and Medicaid. And people only think about losing coverage. They don't think about the benefits of, a smaller government.
Well, the smaller government makes, yeah. I'm just, this is who this party is. This is what they're showing you. This is who they are. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, the Gen 3 is out. It's been shipping. And if you are unfamiliar with this 9mm carbine, then you need to make yourself familiar. I just like it because it folds in half. And to be able to have a gun that does, that's pretty cool. Now, my previous version, which is not Gen 3, I would have to detach my optic. But with Gen 3, this is one of the new additions or the new upgrades that they've made to it. You don't have to detach your optics anymore to fold it in half. It's super easy to do. Folds in half, single twist and fold motion in either direction of that patent pending foreign. So you don't have to reattach or detach or whatever your optics. Takes Glock mags, Glock 19s fit flush, Glock 17 and stick mags fit with a mag extending beyond the grip. Improved trigger mechanics, redesigned for a light and 5 pound pull, improved accuracy. Also, the action's been updated, so it's easier to rack. Internal buffer means softer recoil. It's an awesome 9mm carbine from Kel-Tec, made in America, family owned, values at their best. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. A record number of Americans are expected to travel by car this Memorial Day weekend, and airports could be busier than they've ever been since 2005, according to an estimate released by AAA. They're anticipating 43.8 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home over the holiday weekend, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. My favorite thing is not being on the road. I'm going to just grill all kinds of meats, and that's what I'm going to do. I don't need to go road trip anymore. I don't need to go. See, I'm not driving. We live too far away to like really have a road trip to go see family. So, but a lot of people are going to be traveling. So plan accordingly. Judge Judy is suing the National Enquirer for defamation over the Menendez brothers article. Things I don't care about for 500, Alex. This is crazy. Two Missouri women. It's not Florida. Missouri women be giving them Florida ladies a run for their money. Two Missouri women ended up in jail because they brawled over Disney World tickets and a golf cart, said police. Catherine Northrup and Gina Danforth both admitted to police that they punched each other, according to arrest affidavit. Okay, they were vacationing in Florida. They ended up getting into a fight over a golf cart and Disney World tickets. Okay, so why does everything have to escalate to getting the police involved? Can't you just have... Yes, you shouldn't do this if you're an adult, but can't you just have some playground justice? You know what I'm saying? Like, can't two women just slap fight with each other over a golf cart and just not, and then just walk away and be like, okay, well, we got in a fight, and now we're not in a fight anymore. Can we just, like, leave it at that? Do we have to escalate everything to get the law involved? Golly, people, take a beating or give a beating, but don't get the law involved, right? It's a t-shirt. Let's see, the portal, have you guys heard about this? So there's a portal that connects New York and Dublin, and it's in real time, and it's like they use the internet, and they bridge. It's like a live stream. So they live stream what's happening in Dublin to New York and New York to Dublin. Well, there's some shenanigans because people have been doing some offensive stuff, whether they're flashing people front or back. There's also like somebody hijacked it and put... The 9/11 towers, the attack on the towers. I don't know how they did that. Yeah, they said it was designed to bring the world closer together. But guess what? People will troll each other, and that's exactly what's happening. Apparently, there was somebody very drunk and grinding against the portal. Yeah.
Hi, gays. I love seeing so many humans who can top their field while still being power bottoms. Not to mention what it feels like to be in a room with this many men and not need mace. I love the gay community. In fact, I was in love with a homosexual. It was my first love. I tried to convert him for years, but now I know conversion therapy doesn't work. Did you hear me, Mike Pence? I said conversion therapy isn't real.
This is so cringe. Is this from like
Even
6 years
I know
ago?
You think
no,
it
it's not.
On you.
So this is actually from literally what, yesterday?
I think so.
I like what my friend Kurt Schlichter said. Take that, Mike Pence, in May 2024. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Juan really does not like J-Law, which we just learned. Jennifer Lawrence, who I do think tries too hard to be edgy. It's kind of... But why are you bringing up Mike Pence now? I mean, that would have been maybe... First off, it was flat and it sounded too contrived to be entertaining. It was just like, secondly, why? He's not even an issue now. You have nobody else that you can hit? That's it? That's all you got? That's all you got. Is that? Okay. I mean, that maybe would have been mildly amusing in, hell, when? 2008? No, sorry, 2016? 6 years ago? Yeah. But now it's just like, really? She knows what's up. She's keeping up with the times, guys. Good grief. So welcome back to the show. Top of this second hour now. You can listen coast to coast. You can watch the simulcast as well. Channel 347 DirecTV. We put this up because I thought that was so cringe. I haven't watched any of her films in a long time. And then third is, isn't June the rainbow month, like where everything's rainbow, right? Yes. It's the Pride month, which I don't get. Like, I don't get this trend. Is it a trend anymore? It's been been some years of everyone getting like a flag. This is not a damn video game, right? So indulge me for 5 seconds. I'm wearing a purple top for you people today, so you're going to indulge me. I got a new shirt, so it's not all black because some of you wouldn't stop complaining. So indulge me. So like, you know, if I play just what I'm playing du jour, I get into these ruts with games. Yes, I casually play. I crochet and I like to play first person shooters and shoot monsters in the face. It's fun. And blow them up and, you know, it's fun. Anyway, I get into these things where I only want to play one thing for a little while and then I'll get bored of it. And, you know, sort of lately it's been Darktide. And, you know, you get certain achievements and you get little frames around your avatar when you go in to play, and people can see who you are in the game lobby and you're identified. And I'm not going to give you guys any identifying factor, so you just go ahead and stop asking that right now. It's never going to happen. If we come across each other, it just happens. But I've got a frame that celebrates how many kills I've made, and I've got another frame that talks about my level as this particular character and all this stuff. You get little flags, right? They're like little flags, little things that you put on the side of your name so that when people are playing with you, they can kind of immediately gauge your level of competency at this game, right? That is the only thing in real life that I have to compare the sex flag to, because that's what it is. Let's be real. It's a sex flag, okay? The only thing different between like some of this stuff and then... No, I'm not going to talk about that video that was circulating on the internet yesterday that accidentally flew into my timeline and autoplayed, and I can't unsee it now. Please let there be eye bleach. It involved a gas station, Kane.
Oh, I know which one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Don't you dare look for it, any of you. For real, I'm saving your purity here. Anyway, it is a sex flag, and I don't understand why everything has to be so over the top And there are, I think it even makes some gay people angry because they're like, my gosh, I don't want people coming into my house and seeing everything rainbow. Like, first, that's tacky. And then secondly, why? Because that's when everything from like mouthwash to toothpaste to regular everyday products, all these corporations are like, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with them trying to include anyone. This is them showing that they're bending a knee to the cultural zeitgeist. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And Kane, you've seen it too. Like, you go into stores and everything, like Goldfish crackers, a cracker has rainbow. Well, this is the sex cracker. I don't know how, like, that's what it is. It's a flag that shows what you like to do with your private bits, right? Just reduce it down to the most simplest explanation. That is what it is. Do you need a flag for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I like bean sprouts in my fried rice. Where's my flag for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's that? If I like my coffee black and bitter like my heart, where's my flag for that? I'm just asking. If lemon is your favorite fruit, do you get a special flag for that? Kane loves tamales, and he's quite good at making them when his mom's there. He's very good at making them. Do you get a flag for that? Does your mom have a tamale flag? I'm just asking. Like, if you can get a flag for how you have sex, where are the flags for everything else? And can you have multiple flags? Right? True, right?
Seems that way.
I'm saying it seems like it. I just want to know why a cheddar cracker has to do sex marketing. Like you get a cracker because you're going to eat that cracker. It's a cheddar. You know what I'm talking about? Goldfish crackers, the baked whatever, a snack that smiles back. You get a cracker and you're why does it have to be like, look, we're pride in sex. That's what it is. Intercourse. Don't make me get more specific than that. You know what I mean? What does that have to do with a cheddar cracker? Like what? Like, does that, are you virtue signaling? Like, I'm just thinking how this works in public. People think that you hate them until you whip out your rainbow crackers and you take a bite and then that person's like, they like how I have sex. Yes. Is that what it is? Validation? You have to have these outward indicators of validation. Wait a minute. I need to showcase that I support you having sex this way. Here's my goldfish cracker, my rainbow mouthwash. Just going to coat myself in rainbows. Do you see what I mean? It's weird. All the people who are like, just be who you are. Well, you can't be, because they also are telling you that you have to be who you are, but also signal who you are to everyone on God's green earth. And that everyone has to signal back or something. I don't know. So we're getting into the rainbow month. And it's a whole month. It's a month in which you also have Memorial Day. Memorial Day gets a day. What are you typing? What are you typing? Are you typing a response? Go ahead and say it. Just say it.
It's just Mental Illness Visibility Month. Why can't we just call it what it is?
And then don't even get me started on the trans thing. By the way, their flag colors are heinous, like pastels.
There's a new
blue
one with like
pink.
An umbrella on it or something. It's really weird. It's like a new design with like an umbrella thing. Yeah.
For what?
I'm not kidding. I just saw it like the other day. So it's like a new pride flag to include, I guess, some other group that wasn't previously included. Like
who else could not? I mean, they've literally got dead burnt lesbians, two spirits.
I know. They also have a plus sign, which means.
Oh, I just saw it. It's weird. What, I don't even understand.
You would
there's
think
the symbols
plus sign,
and
though, would cover everybody else, right? Like it's the plus sign.
I just think it's so, like the trans people are like, oh my gosh, my color's not represented in the rainbow. It's a rainbow, you stupid moron. Just assume. And also, why do you even need that? Why do you even need the flat? Why? I don't know. We're just getting, it's that marketing month where all these companies are going to act like, That's what it is.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.